This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, a few months from now, we will know how the Supreme Court will rule in the Colorado cake case involving Jack Phillips. In previous commentaries, I've talked about how this case will certainly have some influence on cases involving bakers, florists, and photographers. Wesley J. Smith, in a recent column, says it will also affect people in the medical field. He believes that it could have an impact on medical conscience rights. He says that the law generally protects medical conscience in the areas of abortion and assisted suicide, though not pharmacists dispensing contraception. But those protections are under intellectual assault in bioethics in preparation for eventual attempts to change the law. People who want to reduce or eliminate medical conscience rights want to replace them with a patient rights approach to healthcare. In other words, if a medical procedure is legal, then the doctor or nurse must provide the procedure. It wouldn't matter if the doctor or the nurse had a moral or religious objection. According to those who want this new approach to healthcare, nurses and doctors who cannot comply need to leave the profession. Ezekiel Emanuel was instrumental in crafting the Affordable Care Act, now known as Obamacare. He said as much in the New England Journal of Medicine. He argued that doctors who do not wish to perform elective procedures accepted by the medical establishment have two choices. They can find an area of medical practice where their moral views will not be challenged, otherwise they need to get out of medicine altogether. In the oral arguments in the Colorado Baker case, one of the justices suggested the same thing. If you can't bake a cake for a same-sex ceremony, you need to get out of the baking business. These two statements remind us that we are moving into an era when government officials won't even try to accommodate a person's religious convictions. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.